Voici la leçon 30 de Pimsleur, anglais-américain 1.
Françoise and Charles are in a restaurant. Listen to this conversation.
Tell me, Françoise, how long are you going to stay in New York?
For a few days. I don't have a lot of time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to see some friends.
Listen again.
Tell me, Françoise, how long are you going to stay in New York?
For a few days. I don't have a lot of time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to see some friends.
In English, how do you say
mo?
Word. The word. That word.
Say
ce mot-là.
That word. That. That word.
Say,
ce mot-là, c'est un mot en anglais.
That word, it's an English word. An English word.
Ask,
qu'est-ce que ce mot-là veut dire?
What does that word mean? What does that word mean?
Ask,
comment est-ce qu'on dit? Demandez littéralement, comment dites-vous?
How do you say? How do you say?
Say again.
Ce mot-là.
That word.
En français.
In French.
Ask.
Comment est-ce qu'on dit ce mot-là en anglais?
How do you say that word in English? How do you say that word in English?
Now say,
c'est un mot en anglais.
It's an English word.
Ask,
qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
What does that mean?
Say,
nous sommes français.
We are French.
Vous voulez dire, nous sommes ici depuis quelques semaines. Dites, nous sommes ici.
We've been here.
Depuis quelques semaines.
For a few weeks.
Ask,
combien de temps?
How long?
Depuis combien de temps est-ce que vous êtes ici?
How long have you been here?
Answer.
Depuis quelques semaines.
For a few weeks.
Say again.
Nous sommes ici depuis quelques semaines.
We've been here for a few weeks.
And how do you say?
Nous sommes ici depuis hier.
We've been here since yesterday.
Now say.
Nous allons rester.
We're going to stay.
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
Ask.
Combien de jours?
How many days?
Answer.
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
Say.
Nous allons rester quelques jours.
We're going to stay for a few days.
Nous n'avons pas beaucoup de temps.
We don't have a lot of time.
Try to say,
j'aime les États-Unis.
I like the United States. I like the United States.
Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York? Do you like New York?
Oui, j'aime New York.
Yes, I like New York. I like New York very much.
Vous allez rester?
You're going to stay.
Combien de temps?
How long?
Combien de jours?
How many days?
Une semaine. Utilisez le chiffre.
For 1 week.
Say,
c'est pas mal ça.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Say again.
Nous sommes ici depuis hier.
We've been here since yesterday.
Now ask,
qu'est-ce que vous avez fait hier?
What did you do yesterday?
Voici comment demander, est-ce que vous avez acheté quelque chose?
Listen and repeat.
Did you buy anything? Anything. Anything. Did you buy anything?
Remarquez que souvent on dit
anything
quand on parle de quelque chose dans une question. Comment demandez-vous? Est-ce que vous avez acheté quelque chose?
Did you buy anything?
Ask.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez acheté?
What did you buy?
Ask.
Est-ce que vous avez acheté un journal américain?
Did you buy an American newspaper? An American newspaper?
Answer.
J'ai acheté.
I bought. I bought.
Voici comment dire beaucoup de choses.
Listen and repeat.
A lot of things. 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 A lot of things.
Ask again.
Est-ce que vous avez acheté quelque chose?
Did you buy anything?
Say.
Oui, j'ai acheté beaucoup de choses.
Yes, I bought a lot of things.
J'ai acheté un journal américain.
I bought an American newspaper.
Pour mon mari.
For my husband.
Say,
j'ai acheté un journal pour lui.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
Et j'ai acheté.
And I bought.
Du vin.
Some wine. I bought some wine for him.
Ask.
Et vous?
And you?
Ask.
Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait hier?
What did you do yesterday?
Ask.
Est-ce que vous avez acheté quelque chose?
Did you buy anything? Anything. Did you buy anything?
Ask him if he bought a lot of things.
Did you buy a lot of things?
Est-ce que vous avez acheté quelque chose pour votre femme?
Did you buy anything for your wife?
Est-ce que vous avez acheté du vin pour elle?
Did you buy some wine for her? For her.
Écoutez sa brève réponse négative.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Now say,
je n'ai besoin de rien.
I don't need anything.
Try to say,
je ne vais rien acheter.
I'm not going to buy anything. I'm not going to buy anything.
Je ne veux rien acheter.
I don't want to buy anything.
And how do you say?
Nous n'allons rien acheter.
We're not going to buy anything. We're not going to buy anything.
Nous ne voulons rien acheter.
We don't want to buy anything.
Et vous?
And you?
Est-ce que vous avez acheté quelque chose?
Did you buy anything?
Try to say,
nous avons acheté beaucoup de choses.
We bought a lot of things. We bought a lot of things.
Nous sommes ici depuis hier.
We've been here since yesterday.
Say,
nous sommes ici depuis deux jours.
We've been here for 2 days. For 2 days.
Et nous avons acheté beaucoup de choses.
And we bought a lot of things.
Quand?
When?
Hier.
Yesterday.
Say,
pas mal.
Not bad.
Voici comment dire, vous êtes arrivé.
Listen and repeat.
You arrived. 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 You arrived.
How do you say?
Vous êtes arrivé.
You arrived.
Est-ce que vous êtes arrivé?
Listen and repeat.
Did you arrive? Arrive. Did you arrive?
Now try to ask.
Quand est-ce que vous êtes arrivé?
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
Try to say,
nous sommes arrivés hier.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Est-ce que vous avez prononcé le son final
de
à la fin de
arrived?
Répétez après l'interlocuteur.
Did arrive, arrived. Did arrive, arrived.
Say again.
Nous sommes arrivés hier.
We arrived yesterday.
Maintenant, elle ajoute hier matin.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday morning. Morning. Morning.
Vous souvenez-vous comment vous avez dit bonjour le matin?
Good morning. Morning.
Now say again.
Hier matin.
Yesterday morning. Morning.
Ask.
Quand est-ce que vous êtes arrivé?
When did you arrive?
Ask.
Quand est-ce que vous êtes arrivé à New York? Dites littéralement dans New York.
When did you arrive in New York? Arrive in New York. When did you arrive in New York?
How do you say?
Vous êtes arrivé.
You arrived. You arrived.
Ask.
Quand est-ce que vous êtes arrivé aux États-Unis?
When did you arrive in the United States? In the United States. When did you arrive in the United States?
Nous sommes arrivés hier.
We arrived yesterday.
Say,
nous sommes arrivés hier matin.
We arrived yesterday morning.
Try to say,
je suis arrivé.
I arrived. I arrived.
Je suis arrivé à New York.
I arrived in New York
avec ma famille.
With my family.
Avec mes trois enfants.
With my three children.
How do you say
avec mes deux garçons?
With my two boys.
Ma petite fille.
My little girl.
Et mon mari.
And my husband.
Nous sommes arrivés ensemble.
We arrived together.
Ask.
À quelle heure?
At what time?
Answer.
Nous sommes arrivés à 8 heures.
We arrived at 8 o'clock.
And how do you say?
Je suis arrivé hier matin.
I arrived yesterday morning.
Je suis arrivé à 9 heures.
I arrived at 9 o'clock. I arrived at 9 o'clock.
Ask.
Et vous, quand est-ce que vous êtes arrivé à New York?
And you, when did you arrive in New York? And you, when did you arrive in New York?
Answer.
Hier.
Yesterday. I arrived yesterday.
Say,
nous sommes arrivés hier.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Nous allons rester.
We're going to stay.
Une semaine. Utilisez le chiffre.
For 1 week. For 1 week.
Et ensuite, nous allons partir.
And then we're going to leave. And then we're going to leave.
How do you say
demain?
Tomorrow.
Comment dirait-elle nous allons partir demain matin?
We're going to leave tomorrow morning. We're going to leave tomorrow morning.
Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York?
Say that yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I like New York.
Mais nous n'avons pas beaucoup de temps.
But we don't have a lot of time.
Et nous allons partir.
And we're going to leave.
Demain matin.
Tomorrow morning. tomorrow morning.
Ask her if she bought anything.
Did you buy anything?
She says that she bought a lot of things.
I bought a lot of things.
Ask her what she bought.
What did you buy?
Answer.
Un journal américain.
An American newspaper.
Pour mon mari.
For my husband.
Say.
J'ai acheté un journal pour lui.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
Et j'ai acheté quelque chose.
And I bought something.
Pour mon ami.
For my friend.
Nous allons partir demain matin.
We're going to leave tomorrow morning.
Maintenant, écoutez cette conversation en anglais.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too.
When did you arrive in New York?
My wife and I arrived yesterday.
Would you and your wife like to have dinner with me tonight?
Yes, we would. At what time?
At 8 o'clock.
Okay, at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Ceci est la fin de la leçon 30.